free shipping.
Batten the hatches. Another tropical storm could turn into a hurricane and hit our friends in Texas and who knows where after that. Speaking of being hit, ooh, these things make me shudder. How many people have ever made a living going to somebody's house door to door? Like, let's say, as a person who delivers food, a delivery food person, like pizza would be the most popular. Some brutal thugs killed a pizza delivery guy who was just trying to support his family with 2 to 3 jobs in the Boston area. It's sick and twisted. I'm going to tell you about that sad story. I hope they catch him and prosecute them to the fullest extent that they possibly can. Speaking of being prosecuted, how about being stoned to death for being accused of something you didn't do? That's what one woman is facing in Iran. She made a lot of headlines. We talked about it a lot on America Tonight. Her story rolls forward. Her family's concerned that she is going to actually be stoned because there's been this moratorium thanks to Ramadan. Let's talk about that. Besides things happening in Iran, what about in our own backyard? We're going to talk about General Petraeus taking a big stand against a church in Florida that wants to burn Qurans in a show of getting Islamic extremists out of the United States. And there's a lot of blowback on this. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous maybe 3-4 day weekend, or maybe you just had a night off. Whatever you did, however you spent it, welcome back to the show. We're here all week long, and boy, we have a lot of interesting guests and things that we're going to roll forward with, including the first edition this year of Nail the Score. Mark this down. Write it on your hand right now. Nail the Score, third hour on our Thursday into Friday show. Your chance to win incredible prizes, but more importantly, big fat bragging rights. If you correctly pick the team that wins the game in the NFL on our game of the week, whatever game it is, it could be the Giants and the Eagles. It could be one that's happening this week, let's say, like the Cowboys and the Redskins. So who do you think's going to win the game? What do you think the final score is going to be? In honor of that, at the tail end of this hour, we have our cheap little preview of the NFL. I'm going to say picking the winners. Matt and I will do that. That'll be a lot of fun. It's really tough to do that when you're forecasting, prognosticating as to what's going to happen. I know everybody looks like a winner right now in the NFL. Well, not everybody, but let's say a bunch of teams look like winners. How far will they go once the real stuff starts with the Vikings on Thursday night? So we'll get to all of that. But first, right at the top, this is no game. This is for real. And the president took a strong, strong statement, a strong swack at the Republicans today in Milwaukee. He actually went off the teleprompter. I'm not kidding you. He says he's rolling out a new economic plan this week, and he's talking about what's going to happen with this new plan. In the plan, the idea is, okay, we're going to use $50 billion. We're going to do this infrastructure deal, and we're going to try to create jobs by rebuilding roads and rail and airport runways. You know, I heard some buzz on this, but who knew it was going to come now? Oh, that's right. We do have a midterm election coming up. So specifically, without giving too much away, the Prez says we're talking about 150,000 miles of roads, 4,000 miles of rail, if anyone's going to really take train in the middle of the country to go across the other side, and 150 miles of airport runways. Specifically, he's going to unveil more of this, I guess, on Hump Day in Cleveland, including a $100 billion plan to permanently extend the tax credit for research and development. He's saying this is going to light a fire under companies to invest in their businesses because they'll buy more equipment and hire more workers. Yeah, in India. So I think there'll be a stipulation there, by the way. So here's what the president said on Labor Day.
Problems facing working families, they're nothing new. But they are more serious than ever. And that makes our cause more urgent than ever. I am going to keep fighting every single day, every single hour, every single minute to turn this economy around and put people back to work and renew the American dream.
Here's what the problem is. It's not necessarily a horrific plan. It's just too damn late is what the problem is, because we're a sinking ship. We needed this to keep us afloat a couple of years ago. We needed this to roll back. We could roll back the clock, you know, like they do, what is it, at Walmart? We needed to roll back the prices, let's say, a couple of years previous to this, like maybe when he first came into the White House. Here's the thing. This focus on turning around the economy, first you have the $787 billion economic stimulus plan, and, you know, then you've got, let's say, what was it, maybe a month, 2 months into the game, the president signed the largest increase in infrastructure since Eisenhower, establishing the interstate highway system. And now there's this push with the Secretary of Transportation and whoever else is throwing in on this pot to try to push this forward. Okay, so the problem is there's all this activity because of the midterm elections. It's about bailing out the Democrats. So it's not this, there shouldn't be this shroud of secrecy. It is what it is. Because you look at the opinion polls, you look at what they're saying, the frustration, the anger. I don't care what your stripes are, I say that all the time. It is very apparent people are upset. The CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll that was just done showed, and I could throw in any poll, by the way, but theirs was pretty pointed. When they were asked about economic conditions today, check this number out, 81% said the conditions are poor. Only 18% said they're good at this point. That's pretty problematic. It's all about what's in your wallet. It is. That's how people vote. So now we're talking about targeted tax cuts, infrastructure spending. And wasn't that part of what we were talking about in the recovery plan last time around? We've been pitched this before. We've been pitched it. So what's the difference? I'm going to be curious as to what happens on Wednesday in Cleveland and then getting to the end of the week, what more of the specifics are on this. The one thing I know is to pay for it, it's going to cause a corporate tax loophole to close. And that, I think, will close the door on more jobs. And you're not going to get more jobs out of this. You're going to lose jobs, and then maybe you get some more shovel jobs, temporary shovel jobs, but when we crunch this all up, it's one half dozen of the other. That's what it is. Apples and oranges, I guess, in a way, and trying to mixing them all up in the same pot. So the focus this week will be the economy. There is no doubt he is right about that and what he says. It's been very hard on a lot of people. Let's face it, 10% unemployment, really, we're really almost at 10%. Call it 9.7, but it's 10 to me. In Las Vegas, Nevada, 15%. That's just insane. Hang with us.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol still. Stills.
Did somebody say Stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenir Stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenir Still at Revenir.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenir.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
That's what's missing for a lot of people across this great country. They need some loving from the tax situation that they're in. It's interesting, too, because the White House knows there's always going to be blowback about the crush of higher taxes. But this is really, I think there's really going to be some businesses that are going to lop people off. No joke. And it's not rhetoric or hot air. It's just what it is. Because the companies are making people work more and make them work more and take over another job because they can't afford to keep, they don't think, the same people that they have on the payroll because they can't stretch it anymore. And if some of these loopholes close, hey, that's what's going to happen. I mean, what makes this nation churn? Capitalism. Money. And not just the entrepreneurs who are struggling to make it happen, but the companies who are trying to make enough of a profit so they don't have to do that. So you throw in the taxes and look out. I think despite, this conventional wisdom that small businesses would be willing to expand their payroll if capital were there for them, I don't know that that's true. I don't think so. And, you know, with this bank financing, especially with small businesses, it's not so easy to unlock the key to those dollars like it is for some of the bigger players. So I don't think that's true. I've talked to enough people who own businesses that don't understand it, that don't think that that's really true. And then think about the money that ran out the last time and the hundreds of millions of dollars that were supposedly allocated to increase loan guarantees and to reduce the fees for the small businesses. And you remember, you know, I'm not going to go over this again, but we all know what a small business is, right? So it was, this program was, there was a program that was instituted that actually was kind of popular, but then the money ran out. And the number of loans approved changed. So it was working and then it didn't work anymore. That's the problem. And people have to get loans and the financing so that if they're going to grow their businesses, and that's including creating jobs. They need capital. There is a correlation between access to money and job growth, period. All right, let's go and reach out to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom, we haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
You know, that's a good song. You just sing jive talking because that's what the president's doing, just jive talking.
You're right. It's a shell game.
Yeah, the only thing that's got more BS than that guy is walking around in my neighbor's pasture over there. You know,
gotcha.
About them Korans, burn them.
Yeah.
Burn them all. You know, I mean, read history. Since, 69 A.D., the Christians and the Muslims have been trying to kill each other and take over the damn world. Like they said overseas, kill them all, let God sort them out.
All right, so you think we should roll it back, and you think, you know that Petraeus comes out and says, whoa, don't screw the tree, didn't say this, but I hear off the record, don't screw the troops because you do this, and it's going to be holy hell to pay on our front because of what's going to happen to the guys in uniform in Afghanistan and even those that are left behind in Iraq.
Well, I don't think we could screw those guys anymore, and they're getting screwed anyway over there. They're just on the front lines. But I'll tell you what, if those people come over here and take over this country, and that is exactly what they wish to do, we're going to be sorry that we sat around and said, oh, we're nice people, we'll let you do this, we'll let you do that. You know, I got a copy of the Constitution right over there, and I've been reading it ever since this freedom of religion came up. It is freedom of religion. You can practice any religion you want, but I read nowhere in the Constitution where it says you can build anywhere you want. You can build where the local citizenry will allow you to build. If they don't agree with it, then move somewhere else.
That's true, because you have to have zoning permits. You're right. You have to get the city council to sign on to it, especially if it's that kind of a project. Absolutely. You have to get permission to build. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So I'm not against freedom of religion, but if they want to build, let's say, out here on one of my acres, well, hell, they're going to have to ask me, and I'm going to say no. But, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just for everybody. What they ought to do is they ought to have a moratorium that says no religion can build any kind of building within a certain area of whichever area they wish to protect. If it's ground zero, then it's ground zero. If it's Oklahoma City, it's Oklahoma City. But to me, it should be left up to the citizens. You know, I mean, if that guy's trying to build a bridge, well, he's building a bridge that's going to not make it to the other side. You know, it's going to be kind of like going across the Oakland Bay Bridge during the earthquake. Got a big gap missing.
I agree that it's going to backfire beyond belief. I think at this point, I wouldn't do it. If I were the imam, I wouldn't dig my heels in the sand anyway. It's stupid, so to speak. I agree with you. There's not going to be a bridge to anything because it's too divisive at this point. It's not worth it. You're right. It's not worth it. It's not going to, if that's the intended desire, it's not going to work. I truly don't believe that. I think Bloomberg is out of his mind if he thinks that. It's crazy what he's spouting out, Tom, in New York, and you can see it. You can see it in the faces of the families for the most part. And sure, you can find people that will say, absolutely, this is wrong, but I don't think it should be built there either, and it's because the people don't want it there for the most part.
Well, you can see the writing on the wall. That guy doesn't give a damn about what any American thinks. He wants to do what he wants to do, and they want to win, and they want to take over America from the inside. And like I've always said, dear, I'm sitting here heavily armed and easily agitated. And if they want to come and get me, just hop on their happy horse and come on.
I love it. I'm coming down there with you if anything happens. Will you protect all of us here in America tonight? We're gonna go and visit you, okay?
I'll tell you what, all you got to do is be able to drop the hammer for freedom, and you're welcome.
Awesome. I love it. All right, thanks, Tom. Tom says yes to the Quran burning. That, hey, listen, if they want to burn the Quran, they should. And if we're going by, I said this already, I mean, the bottom line is, if you go with the whole burning of the flag, burning of other things, burning of the Bibles, we've seen that, and that's horrified a ton of people, then just from that perspective, then burn away, right? Petraeus, though, is pushing and saying, this could endanger the troops. Tom says, look, they're already screwed anyway on the front lines. He's saying it's going to endanger the troops and could endanger the effort, period, overall, that it's the kind of thing that the Taliban uses and could cause significant problems, but not here, but where we're engaged with the Islamic community. Now, to that part of what Petraeus says, I got to call baloney on that. And the reason is because are you kidding? I mean, we live in the constant debate over this. Any blog, any newspaper, any talk show, anything in America then literally we could line up things and pull out talk show hosts, pull out writers, pull out bloggers, pull out anything that's offensive to the Islamic community, and we wouldn't be able to talk about it. I mean, it would just be like this massive blackout. You can't talk about it. You cannot talk about it. Can't do it on the airwaves. Haven't we already had that before? Can't talk about it on the airwaves. Can't talk about it in the media of any sort. That would be dangerous. Then that would be editing. I know I've said this before. There's probably a ton of crap out there. There's a ton of things that you and I wouldn't listen to, wouldn't want to watch, don't agree with, whatever. Do we watch it? Do we? No. And that's the answer. So maybe part of the problem is giving it too much attention. If Petraeus is worried, he might have done the wrong thing here in making it that much bigger. Now, there were protests that outside of this anti-U.S. rally that was being held in Kabul after they heard supposedly about this American church saying it's going to burn the Quran on September 11th, but these protests are happening already. There's so much anti-American attitude out there that are we going to pin it on that Florida pastor? Is it all on his shoulders? In other words, does the effort in the war turn on the shoulders of a pastor in Florida at a mega church because he wants to burn copies of the Quran to mark the September 11th terrorist attack? Really? 800-259-5791. We're kicking the can down the road.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome to America Tonight. If you just tuned in, I hope you had a chance to hang out with your posse, your friends, your husband, your wife, I don't know, yourself, your dog, and just chill for an extra day or two. Or maybe you're like everybody else in America and you're working two and three jobs. It's going to be an interesting week in Washington, and most of the focus for the president anyway is going to be about economic proposals. Because you got the upcoming elections and it's looking pretty bleak for the Democrats, including among the constituents in the Democratic Party, some of them saying they're not going to vote for the incumbent. Usually the incumbents have a massive leg up. It's not looking that way with the House seats. All the House seats are up. There's 37 Senate seats. There's 37 gubernatorial slots, too. And there's definitely some shaky territory. Look to Kentucky, look to Nevada, and especially when you look at Nevada and Harry Reid, he's the majority leader, 28 years in office. Ken Sharon Engel, the upstart Tea Partier, can she turn over Reid's long reign in that state? And more people that I'm talking to, even the independents, moderates on both sides of this thing, both with Republican moderates and Democratic moderates, it's looking pretty ugly out there if these people, in fact, aren't just a bunch of hot air and they actually go and vote. So I think this push for the economy and what's going to happen, writing off 100% of investment and growth, is it going to work? Is it an investment, the money that's being shoved out there because they're going to close corporate tax loopholes, or is it just another stimulus and is a little bit too late? The problem is that it is a little bit too late. This should have happened maybe a year ago, probably actually even before that. We also have been talking about fair or foul, the burning of the Qurans. Tom and Dan in Texas say, burn, baby, burn. Burn. Stand up to the man and lay the hammer down. And General Petraeus is saying, oh, no, you don't, because if you do this, you're going to light a fire that we cannot control. It is kind of unusual because most of the time you wouldn't see a military commander get involved in the political nonsense of what's really happening, right? Normally, especially you're talking about Petraeus, who's supposedly focused on Afghanistan, now worried about a pastor in Florida who's saying he's going to burn Qurans with some of the people in his church as a statement to saying that, look, we've got to send a clear message to the radical element of Islam. We're not going to be controlled or dominated by their fears and their threats. So it is very unusual, but there was a protest in Kabul, and that's what I think led to the general's comments. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm well, Kate. Speaking about Harry Reid, Nevada. That's where I was this weekend, but I'll tell you a little bit more of that in a minute. Obama, I heard something about him blaming Republicans for the bad economy because they won't vote. He's had a complete majority in Congress. Everything he's passed, he wanted to be passed. Okay? You can't sit back and top on the Republicans with the economy still going bad. You know, I couldn't believe that when I heard that. And as for the taxes, you know, yeah, the Bush tax is going to expire, and and supposedly that means the rich are going to pay more taxes, right? Hey, guess what? Every time a Democrat's been in the presidency, my taxes in the middle class have gone up.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to go up again.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't try to sit there and run this line. Oh, we'll tax the rich and make them pay for everything. Be Robin Hood, you know? And, cause it is. Everyone's, just watch. Take your income tax, your check right now, folks. Take the amount of money that's taken out for taxes, divide the amount you made into that. That'll give you a percentage. Okay? Watch what happens next year, come February, March. Don't see if that percentage has gone up higher. Guarantee it's gonna be. So everyone's gonna get taxed. This is not, you know, this is just a lot. You know, they're just lying. So they're blank saying only the rich is gonna pay. You know? Anyway, though, one other thing. I'm on the yay or the nay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say nay 100%. And let me tell you why. All right, if they want to go ahead and do it, they can do it. You know, we're in America. Freedom of religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not freedom of religion in Muslim countries. We know that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, hey, you're ready to do that? Why don't you pick up a gun and go over there? Why don't you get in and be ready to stand in line and fight? Because, you know what? Once again, we're not talking about a whole 1.6 billion people, Muslims in the world, that are completely literate and can read. They're just going to see pictures. You know, they don't understand America has freedom of religion. You can do what you want. And they want to start burning Bibles. You know, somebody could stand out in front of a, you know, maybe some of these Muslims are going to do that. Maybe they're going to go grab some Bibles and stand in front of a Christian church and start burning them. You know, and what are you going to do about that? Because they can do that here, too. You know, it's a tricky situation over there right now, Kate. It's, you know, they're trying to finish off the rest of these radicals, but if you just infuriate the general population, you know, yeah, it makes common sense. More of them are going to probably want to pick up arms and say, hey, these people hate us. You know, they hate our religion. We're going to go fight just like these Taliban are telling us to do. And so just in my opinion, I'm nay for it. I agree with Petraeus.
All right, so Don, thanks for the call. You have a good one. Don says no because, and his rationalization was for the whole thing was interesting because he's saying, listen, the people are illiterate, no doubt. We know that. That's the problem, especially with Afghanistan. So what are they going to see? What's the propaganda going to be? Which is what Petraeus is saying. He's not getting involved in his thoughts on extremism, just he's concerned that that's going to spread because the Taliban will use it as propaganda. Now, I said they use everything as propaganda, which is true. They use everything. And then you could talk about, you could piece together all the audio from half of the talk shows in America in talking about Islamic terrorism and the Quran and interpretations and a million facets of it and loop them all together, and that could be used as rhetoric. And the same thing with op-ed pieces in newspapers or blogging. So there are a lot of other things that could be had. But it is pretty dramatic if you have pictures of the burning of the Quran. Of course they're going to use it. Of course that's what the Taliban would do. Of course they're going to do that, because they're going to say that this is what America's doing. They're hateful, and they're going to have gigantic headlines about the Quran and the abuse in the United States and all that sort of stuff. But how much is that going to change the circumstances for the people on the ground? I mean, let's talk about the troops. How, from Patrice's point of view, how much is that going to change their fate? Mark in New York, you can take a stab at this. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the president's proposals, because I'm actually in the industry that would benefit from it. But in the little time that I have left, maybe I'll leave that till tomorrow, because there's so much other stuff I really want to get to. And so if you'll allow me, I think what the pastor should do, instead of burning the Quran, and I was in Florida.
Yeah.
I think he should give everybody and anybody to listen a sermon and a history lesson. I have a couple topics written down. I'll just run through them. You can stop me if you want, or you can just let me
go ahead.
This is pretty much the truth, what I'm telling you, America. And the pastor, if he's a Christian, he should tell the truth. Don't bother burning the Qurans. Basically, just tell him that the Prophet Muhammad, one of his wives or his first wives, was a 9-year-old girl. The man, the prophet, was a pedophile. We already have Sharia law in Afghanistan. So you have to ask your troops, why are we dying and fighting in a corrupt place like Afghanistan, where it's going to take another 10 years for the Afghan army to be able to, quote-unquote, stand on their own 2 feet? We should be in Saudi Arabia taking their oil, because they're funding the Wahhabi maniacs all over the world. Frontline did a documentary, if you want to criticize Islam. They cover their women up and beat them, and they rape young mm-hmm. boys on a regular mm-hmm. basis. It's like mm-hmm. a paradise for freaky homosexuals over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have no standing. Don't have to burn the Quran. Just tell the truth. Muhammad, I'll say it again, was a pedophile. The Pakistani, the leaders over there are corrupt, drug dealing thugs, pedophiles, raping young boys. They
stone women to death, make them cover themselves up, walk behind them. Yes, we know.
Also,
that.
When you think about things about I would just like to see the Muhammad cartoons. I've never seen them. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, Harvard Press was supposed to have a meeting of journalists and cartoonists from around the world, or they printed a book and they left the cartoons out. Which means they have won. We're so afraid to make fun of this freak pedophile again named Muhammad that we can't see any type of depictions of him. We had small-scale attacks committed by Islamics since the Trolley Square Mall, the North Carolina. We've gone over them ad infinitum. They're still right here. The apartment in Hamburg, Germany, where these guys met. Now, I know there's some conspiracy theorists out that said the CIA trained them. I don't want to go there yet. All I'm saying is, they're not in a cave in Afghanistan. They're in Hamburg. They're still in Hamburg. They're here as I'm talking to you. They probably love to monitor this call and find out where I am and come after me. And like our friend in Texas who's heavily armed and easily agitated, so am I, brother. But, we have the Al-Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn that is still preaching hate. We have mosques in New Jersey, in Paterson, New Jersey. And when we tried to go investigate them, certain governors shut down the police department. For whatever reason, I don't know. You look at it. You try to figure it out. A reason I bring all this up is because when the FBI agents went to the flight schools, they shut them down to say, hey, look, Comedy Central won't do anything. It's a freaking joke. And Obama sits by and he lets the Mexican border wide open. And we're concerned with Quran burning. I think it's a joke.
All right. So Mark says, you heard what Mark said. He's a no, too, for a myriad of reasons. So is Don in Wyoming. What do the rest of you say out there listening? 800-259-5791.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
If only. We're talking about the situation with the Quran and the burning of some Qurans to symbolize what's going on in the wake of recognition of September 11th. And this is to remind anyone who's called in what's that about. You hear that and you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just here's a thumbnail on it. There's a church in Gainesville, Florida. The pastor says, look, these are cult people. They're sickening our culture. They're killing people. It's not right. It's poisonous, and it's poisonous what they're reading, what they're saying. So that's why we're burning their form of a so-called religious element. That's why we're burning what they are reading, the Quran, to symbolize that. And Petraeus, the general in Afghanistan, not happy, saying this is going to exacerbate the situation in that country and elsewhere abroad if that happens, because there's just going to be a bunch of pictures of the burnings of the Quran and then angry American rhetoric and talking about the disregard for their religion, the Muslim religion, and it's going to be ugly and it's going to hurt the effort to engage the people of Afghanistan and it's going to hurt the troops. So what do you say, America? So far it's kind of split on this. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Stu, my friend, how are you?
Doing better. I've been doing the doctor thing for the last 6 weeks over that whole accident 6 months ago. Anyways, first of all, the preacher in Florida, like it or not, whether Petraeus likes it or not, Petraeus is a defender of freedom. He's a general to the military that protects our rights and our freedom. The guy in Florida has every right to do what he's doing. It's his First Amendment right.
Right.
Like it or not. Just like, and I know people's going to say, oh, my God, did he say that? Just like the whole mosque deal in New York, like it or not, that's their First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, that's our Constitution, and that's how it's set up, and that's what keeps you on the air, Rush Limbaugh on the air, the whole host of them on the air.
Right. But with the mosque, let me stop you for a second, too. With the mosque thing, Tom in Texas made a good point, which we talk about on the air, because you know how I feel about the mosque. I don't want to see it go up there. I saw the blood in the streets like Mark in New York saw.
Right.
But I say the same as you. That's right, religious freedom. It's also about the zoning and the right to build and all that other stuff. There's a way to block it, and if there are, and we know that. If there was enough protests, or like I have been saying, from what I've been hearing, if enough people who are backing this, because they don't have the money, they need $100 million, if the people who are backing it think, ooh, this is too radioactive, they bail out, it's not going to get built anyway. But you're right as far as if we're going to say you have the right to do one thing, then you got to give the other guy the right to do it, or we're not what we say we are, right?
Well, yeah, and I agree. And my thing is it is their First Amendment right. If they want to build, we have no legal right except for zoning, to step in.
Right.
But at the same time, if they really want to do it for the reasons they say, they're finding out that people don't want it built there. And if they were really sympathetic to the victims of 9/11, then they would pull out and say, you know what, screw it. We're not gonna start this thing anyway.
Right.
I kind of like the guy from Red Eye on Fox's idea. You know, I don't know if he's read about that. He wants, and he's got backers willing to back him, to put a gay bar next to the mosque if they build it. And he wants to call it Turban Cowboys.
I heard that, yes.
According to New York zoning laws, he cannot sell alcohol, so he said they'll have 72 virgin drinks.
I heard that.
And it'll be a meeting place for gays. And of course, the Muslims are going off saying, oh, we don't want you people there. And he's saying, look, it's about learning a gay person's culture.
Yeah.
So it boils down to the same thing, but, it, you know, like the whole deal in Gainesville, look, I don't agree with it. If you have your right to your religion, and I'm not going to step on anybody else's religion, plain and simple. Now, there's a difference. I don't think all Muslims are bad, but, you know, then you have your extremists, just like you do anything else. I mean, I live in Kentucky where there's holiness people who handle snakes on a daily basis. Do I agree with it? No. Do I slam it? No. It's not my place to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Scientology. Do we, you know, of course, we all make our little jokes about it, but that's their right, and we don't step on that. And the same way I feel about that. And I guarantee it, If the preacher in Gainesville, if a mosque in Gainesville, Florida, which they're there, decided to burn Bibles, holy Bibles, they would go off. And so, you know, it's do unto others you wish for others to do unto you. Any Christians have heard that a million times, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's where I stand on that, so that will.
All right, my friend Stu, you take care out there, and hopefully we'll hear from you again down the highway, okay? Thank you. So, Stu, you hear what he says. Stu is agreeing with Mark and Don to not burn the Qurans, that, hey, that's a, it's the situation of the right, whether we agree with it or not. And he did bring up a funny thing for the show on Fox. He's right, where the host talked about, and of course, you know why he's doing it. He's making the point. Okay, then we're going to have this gay bar there, and you're going to have to put up with that. And he went into the whole thing, so you heard him there. And there are a lot of different takes on this, obviously. But now what's happened is, because now it's not even about the mosque, that's a separate issue, but in talking about the Quran, burning a Quran is considered by Muslims, like the Bible would be to so many Christians, the most offensive thing you could do, right? But it's definitely the most offensive thing you could, action you could take against Islam. 15 people died and other people were wounded in riots in Afghanistan, sparked only by a story in Newsweek magazine that alleged that interrogators at the U.S. detention center in Gitmo placed copies of the Quran, remember, in washrooms and had flushed one down the toilet to get inmates to talk. And then Newsweek retracted the story. That happened in 2005. So there's crazy things that happen as a result of this religion. And this goes back to the heart of the problem. The same thing with the cartoonists and what's happened to the Danish cartoonist who has to have a panic room and almost was killed when people invaded his house, found out where he lived, and he had his granddaughter with him, and they went into the panic room. So you make the threats, you could lose your head. And that's what Petraeus is saying, that this is, you know, I'm the guy here, I'm telling you, this is the things that happen, we know that. So there were 500 protesters outside the U.S. Embassy, and they were screaming, long live Islam and death to America, and arguing that the church isn't acting of its own will. That was the other part of this, that this was some conspiracy, this was really sparked by something else. And the embassy in Kabul issued a statement saying that they're deeply concerned about deliberate attempts to offend members of religious or ethnic groups. I don't think that the Dove World Outreach Center is going to back down, but there are other Christian pastors who are trying to get them to do that, trying to get the pastor to do that, to not burn the Qurans for fear of retribution. Well, here's the thing. If there was going to be retribution, wouldn't it be retribution against this pastor, Terry Jones, if he's going to, if that's how it goes, like with the cartoonist and whatever? I guarantee this. September 11th is not till the end of the week, not till the weekend. So we're going to hear a lot more on all sides of this thing before we even get to that point. You might have some thoughts. You want to share them, throw in your two cents at any time by calling the show. But you can also flip us an email at americatonight.net.